Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jay Baer is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is a marketing consultant and speaker. He's the president of Convince and Convert, which is a social media and content accelerator firm. He works with companies just like yours and mine to help them put their best foot forward in the digital age, in the age of the customer. Going forward, as we work in this global economy where the cloud, where a lot of the things that we do is in the cloud, he's the author of a new book called Utility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. And he's our new friend, Jay Baer. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good to have you here. My audience has been hearing me over the last two or three years talking about and with folks like you, visionaries like you, about how things are changing. And as you know, out here on the last mile on Main Street, sometimes we're the last people to really see the new stuff, the changes. And sometimes it's not easy for small business owners to convert from old ways to new ways. But this is something, the way customers want to be found, the way they want to be connected, the way they want to be informed, the way that's changing is really changing the rules, isn't it?
Oh, no. When you think about the rise of social media and content marketing and high-speed internet access with mobile devices and tablets and things like that, Twitter in some ways is the new telephone. You know, the kind of things that customers would call you about in the past, they'll tweet you about today. And now in terms of researching whether or not you're the right company or the right for them,
right.
You know, it used to be you'd go down and have a conversation about it. Now somebody sits on their couch and uses their smartphone and researches everything,
for
30 minutes. So, you know, your best customers are sort of secret shopping you right under your nose.
And without you even know, and not only your best customers, but people who you don't even know are calling you in or out without you even knowing that they exist.
Yeah, there's an amazing piece of research. I talked about it a little bit in the book that shows that in business-to-business, where even more acute because you've got a more complicated sales cycle and people have to think about the purchase more. In business-to-business, customers, on average, don't contact until 70% of the purchase decision has already been made.
Yeah.
So this idea of, well, you know, now they're interested, I mean, they're almost ready to buy before you even know about it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that also changes the way, as I've been saying for a long time, that changes the way you hire and train and deploy your resource.
Oh, absolutely. And the sales force has to be much more comfortable with selling with information more so than historically with relationships, because
mm-hmm.
now a lot of the customers are just sort of doing that self-serve information. And so when they reach out to the company, finally, it's because they can't get any more information.
Mm-hmm.
So the sales guy, you know, the typical play is you start to try and start at square one and
right.
say, okay, well, let me tell you all about our products, and the customer, I already know all
I'm
that
way,
stuff.
I'm way beyond that, and you stand a chance of insulting them and wasting
that's
their
right.
time, and that's what I've been warning my audience about for a while now. So the help that they need is often very technical help, isn't it?
Yeah, very specific to their circumstances, that's right. In fact, I gave a speech not long ago at a conference of car dealers, guys who own car dealerships, like 3,000 owners
uh-huh.
of car dealerships. And you want to talk about a business where that is unbelievably true, has impacted everything. You know,
because you can build your car online now.
Right. You know, one of the guys was telling me that, you know, somebody walks in and wants to talk to a salesperson, and the customer literally, in many cases, knows more about the vehicle than the sales guy.
Right.
So now what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the role of the salesperson at that point? I mean, basically,
mm-hmm.
you're writing paperwork.
That's exactly right. So tell us, when you say utility, and this the pronoun you, folks, utility, what do you mean by that? How did you two words together.
So I define utility in the book as marketing that is so useful people would pay
useful.
For it.
Useful. U-S-E-F-U-L. Useful.
That's right. Marketing that's so useful people would pay for it. Because, you know, Jim, you know this. We are in an amazingly difficult time for business and investors. We've got all this technology, but the competition for attention is unbelievable, right? So you're not just competing against other companies that sell the same stuff. You have to compete for attention against everything, every kind of cute puppy video.
A lot of noise.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. You know, you're competing against, you know, on Facebook and things like that, competing against your customers' actual friends and family members. So
right.
the way to break through that noise is what some people will tell you is sort of be or be viral. But I think that's more hope than strategy. Or you can just be useful. And if you are consistently useful and hyper-relevant to customers, they will reward you with attention and loyalty and sales and advocacy.
Well, that's right. And that's
the way you do it.
That's, Jay, what I call that, contribute first, contract second.
Yeah, well, I like that. That's a nice phrase. You know, and it's important, and it's also than how we've all been taught to market, right? The problem with marketing today is that everybody wants to be a hunter and nobody wants to be a farmer.
Right.
But it requires being a farmer. You have to take a longer-term approach to customer acquisition and customer loyalty, and you do that, I posit, with helpful information.
And so this is another reason why, Jay, that I'm recommending people think of their website no longer as a destination, but more as a distribution. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, you certainly need to have your site as sort of a centralized place to store all your information. But the reality is this: of all the places online, at least that you could conceivably communicate to your customers, your website probably has the least amount of traffic.
That's exactly, and that's the point I'm making, and that is that by the time they get to your website, if they ever get there, they've already been sidetracked and maybe hijacked by somebody.
That's right.
And so
that's
you right. better be out there meeting them halfway, as Jay talks about with utility, and that is marketing that people think is useful, and if you do that, then you can cut through the noise. You can be heard above the noise. You be heard before the noise, or be counted on by the customer, by the prospect, as someone that they can count on. And the book is called Utility. Jay Baer, B-A-E-R, is the author. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Feeling like I ought to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.